For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to the TV show Undercover Boss. Dear TV show Undercover Boss, seriously? First off, if you've never seen the show, this is how it works. It's a TV show where they get the owner or CEO of a business to go and work for a few different jobs within the company. So say they have the CEO of General Mills. That person would work in the line where they make the cereal boxes, then he'd go work for the trucks that deliver the cereal, and then he'd work where they come up with different ideas for the cereal. Now you may be thinking, but don't they recognize the owner of the company? No, they don't, and here's why. They put a wig and glasses on him. Now, I know people are dumb, but I gotta think that even if you had no idea who your boss was or what he looked like, if a guy you didn't know showed up to work looking like one of these disguised people on Undercover Boss, you'd be like, who's the new guy? Which new guy? That one with the totally fake wig and glasses on and the cameras following him around. This has to be the worst disguise since Superman. Day one, Clark Kent shows up. I'm like, that's Superman wearing glasses right there. That's him. I love that Lois Lane won a Pulitzer Prize for investigative journalism, but can't figure out that the guy sitting next to her is the guy that everyone in the world has been talking about because he's flying around the city in a blue and red outfit with a cape, fighting crime, but she can't tell who he is because he popped on a pair of fake glasses you can buy from the pharmacy for $2. Anyways, back to Undercover Boss. So not only do these dopes not recognize the fact that this is a guy wearing a wig that's sitting next to him in the same style and grace as a two-year-old puts a hat on their head, but they feel compelled to tell the new guy the worst things about the company. How terrible their manager is, how much they hate the other employees, and how they're only working there because their parents were murdered by Al-Qaeda and their little brother needs surgery because he was born with his feet on backwards. It's a fake show. Yeah. We know it. Stop trying to trick us, stupid Undercover Boss. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to the TV show Undercover Boss.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.